A pain in the neck. Problem. Text neck. Symptoms. Pain in the neck, upper back, arm, and spine. Appearance. Curve of the neck as the head bends over a phone. Causes. Well, it's obvious, isn't it? Not to me, it isn't.
It's simple. You get a pain in the neck when you overuse your phone. And you certainly are a pain in the neck when you're on the phone all the time, especially in company. Always on the phone. Look at me when I talk to you. Eye contact, people. Make eye contact.
Be serious. What is it exactly?
Text neck is a tech-induced physical problem. It's also an overuse syndrome.
In plain English, please.
The term is used to describe the neck pain and damage sustained from looking down at your phone or other devices too frequently and for too long. Basically, poor posture can eventually lead to text neck. Just look around you. Everyone has their heads down, staring at a screen.
So what?
Your head weighs about 5 kilograms, but as your neck bends forward and down, the weight on the cervical spine begins to increase. Depending on your posture, your head gets heavier. If you hold your head at an angle, it gets heavier because the pull on your spine is more. So, at a 15-degree angle, the weight is about 12 kilograms. At 30 degrees, it's 18 kilograms, and so on.
You've lost me. What are you saying?
Think of it this way. Imagine putting a bowling ball on a stick and then slowly leaning it forward. The stick could probably handle the pressure of holding the ball while it was upright, but as you lean it forward, the stick would start to bend and then eventually it would crack or break. So it is with your head and your neck. As you stretch the neck for an extended period of time, it gets sore, then it gets inflamed, causing all kinds of serious problems.
No wonder I get headaches. Why is it not called heavy head syndrome?
People who suffer from text neck display different symptoms. Some, like you, get headaches. Others may suffer from neck pain, while yet others may have severe upper back, shoulder, and/or arm pains. Your neck may become so stiff that in order to look sideways or over your shoulder, you have to turn your whole body.
It's a catchy name, I'll give you that.
Medical experts have been warning people for years about this, but a Florida chiropractor, Dean L. Fisherman, D.C., recently coined the phrase. It's becoming so common, it's almost an epidemic. And with young people, who spend more time than anybody else hunched over their phones, it's becoming a profound problem.
Sounds grim, but no way am I giving up my phone. Any advice on how to avoid text neck?
Raise the phone to about eye level. Try not to bend your neck too much. Stretch often. Turn your head from side to side. Sit up straight. Be mindful of your posture. Turn your phone off once a day.
I'm never doing that. I might miss something important.
Well, try. Consider your spine. You'll be needing it in the future.